During the health board's regular session, Rich Below said that the credit for any positive numbers goes to the community. He said that up to Monday, they have recorded 919 cases and 53 COVID-specific hospitalizations. On average, they're seeing 4 to 6 new cases a day. Below said they're doing pretty well compared to some of their neighboring counties.
I don't want to paint a rosy picture, but counties around us are surging again, and many of the counties, Utah County, for example, 20 consecutive days of incidence increase. We in Summit County are holding our own. We're doing pretty well.
He said their case numbers are a little higher than they want. The county is recording 11.9 cases per 100,000 population. He said their goal is 10. However, the overall state number is 18 per 100,000, and Utah County is a major hotspot with 38. Below said in looking at the local schools, they have had 3 cases in the Part City School District. He said those are students in different schools.
That means that we're not even having discussions about moving those classes or those schools to more remote learning. We're not even close to having those discussions. It also means, though, that there are significant numbers of students in Park City School District that are on quarantine. And that becomes important because that's our tool to continue to keep schools open. And by open, I mean in-person learning. They're going to remain open. It's just what proportion of learning is remote versus in-person.
He reviewed the criteria for going back to remote learning.
The thresholds where we would begin having conversations about going to more remote learning are 3 or more cases in a single classroom, or 15 cases in the school, or 10% of the student body, whichever is smaller.
Okay.
And we're not even close.
He said they know of 2 other school cases in the county, a student who is remote learning and an adult he said associated with the school. Looking at 2 business sectors that got a Board of Health waiver this summer, he said one case has appeared at a child care center, which was quickly isolated. He said fitness centers have not seen any cases. The health director said one troubling note is that youth in the 20 to 24 age range are driving their case numbers. He noted a recent experience he had on the trails.
I was out on a mountain bike ride this weekend and ran into a group of young men, high school age men. They appeared to be. They were in a side-by-side ATV, and there were 11 of them packed in there. They had music going. They were sitting on top of each other. They had no masks. Seeing that scene really raised, I think there's a lot more of that going on than we think. And I think our messaging moving forward, we're going to need to continue to focus on that group. I don't know, having been a young male, I don't know how you change behaviors of young males, but it is a dangerous risk.
Below also said that people may be getting complacent about the coronavirus, thinking that it's no worse than the average flu. But he said it's 10 times more deadly than influenza.
I think the public message is that we need to quit making that comparison. This stuff is a lot more prevalent. It's spread very easily, and it is significantly more deadly than is influenza.
He said a survey from the Heart Association shows that for this year, COVID is the 3rd leading cause of death in the U.S., behind heart disease in first place and cancer in second. Below said the national fatality rate is 2.5 to 3.5%, or basically up to 4 patients dying out of every 100 positive cases. He said in Utah, they're just below 1% since they are testing a lot.
But if you look at a country like Sweden, where they have not put in place any significant controls and they've been operating under the notion that they can reach herd immunity naturally, their case fatality rate is right now at about 7%. Imagine that. 7 out of 100. That's devastatingly high.
Summit County Health Director Rich Below. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.